Jerry Cameron lives in Mancelona, just south and east of Gaylord. When he needs a physical or to get his blood pressure checked, he can go to the VA clinic in Gaylord. But for specialty care, he needs to go to a VA hospital. Often that means a drive to Saginaw, which is about 150 miles one way.
That's a long friggin' trip.
Cameron has some complex health issues right now, so he might need to see his eye doctor on a Monday morning, but his ear, nose, and throat doctor is only around on Tuesday.
You can see the scheduling problems, obviously, and each one says, well, we'll see you back here in 6 months, and then they schedule you, and you try to get the schedules to be on the same day, but a lot of times they can't do that.
Cameron says he often gets a hotel room for the night if he's got appointments spread out, and he pays for that out of his own pocket. Cameron seems like a prime candidate for the new VA program. It allows veterans who live far from VA facilities to get local private health care instead. So Jerry Cameron could go see his specialist at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, and the VA would cover it instead of him having to drive all the way to Saginaw. But Cameron doesn't qualify under the law.
It's 40 miles from the nearest VA facility, so that can be a hospital or a clinic.
That's Peggy Kearns. She's the director of the VA Medical Center in Saginaw. She says veterans must live more than 40 miles from any facility. That disqualifies Cameron because he lives closer than 40 miles to Gaylord, where his clinic is, even though a lot of the time he has to drive to Saginaw or beyond for VA doctors. That's true for most veterans in northern Michigan because there are also clinics in Traverse City, Grayling, and Mackinac City. Dan Beneshek represents Northern Michigan in U.S. Congress. He says the VA's interpretation of this rule goes against the spirit of the law.
It's not what the members of Congress intended the law to be.
VA officials say only about 100 veterans in Michigan qualify right now, according to the 40-mile rule. That's out of 170,000 people enrolled in veterans health care in the entire state. Dan Beneshek.
The intent of the law is that people have a choice. And, you know, this is the beginning. You know, this is what you deal with when you deal with the bureaucracy the size of the VA, is that, you know, they're going to make it easy for themselves and what they view as the intent of the law.
John Morrison lives outside of Gainesville, Florida. Morrison has cancer and wants to move to northern Michigan where his sister lives. But then he'd be driving to Saginaw two or three times a week.
I would love to move back to Traverse City, but the drive is too much for me.
Morrison says it'd be much easier for most veterans if they could just go to a local doctor no matter what. Representative Beneshek agrees.
Eventually, veterans should have a choice as to where they go.
That's not likely to happen anytime soon, and the choice program itself is temporary. It won't last longer than 3 years as the law currently stands. Unless that changes, the few veterans in the state who can go see a local doctor right now will likely have to start making long drives once again. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.